If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this special day as we begin this special week, this week of transformation from ordinary time into Lent, and Lent being that time of the church's retreat. Let us be open to where you are leading us, and let us be open to where you are guiding us, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, I guess in a way we could also recognize that this is the time of Mardi Gras and Carnival. Carnival, of course, is the Mardi Gras, of course, is French. Carnival is Portuguese. I don't know what the Spanish would call, the Spanish language would refer to this time. Maybe they call it Carnival too. But it's that time where people are celebrating because Lent is about to begin. And of course, it's taken on a very secular aspect. And one of the most famous places for Carnival, of course, is Rio de Janeiro, which is interesting because many of the Catholic Brazilians, especially those who from Canção Nova and other places, do not like Carnival. And they may do a Catholic form of it, but they don't like Carnival. Carnival often is held in all different parts of the Portuguese-speaking world, including in Portugal and all different towns. But, of course, the most famous Carnival, just like the most famous New Year's Eve celebration, is in New York in the English-speaking world, at least on this side of the pond. The most famous Carnival celebration on this side of the pond is in Rio de Janeiro. So just a little background about Mardi Gras. So this is that Mardi Gras period, which actually officially Mardi Gras is tomorrow, Mardi Gras slash Carnival period, which officially Mardi Gras is tomorrow. That's kind of where we are. And then, of course, Wednesday begins Ash Wednesday. One of the things I often say is if you are going to the church to get ashes and you don't normally go to church, don't. Why walk around with the ashes? But if you are going to get ashes and you don't normally go to church, then make that a resolution that you're going to go to church. Otherwise, it really doesn't make any sense that you're wearing the ashes. Do keep that in mind. Some people may disagree with me saying that, which I really don't care. But just so you know that, if you've never been to church or you haven't been to church in a long time and you decide to go to get ashes, then start going to church. And remember, I came back to the church on the first Sunday of Lent in 1980. And just again, this was this time, Lent's here, maybe I should do something for Lent. I don't know. I was starting to come back to the church, and then I said, well, maybe I could just go to church. That would be a start, something that simple. And I got in touch with St. Charles Borromeo Parish, had a wonderful, I think it was the 9 o'clock a.m. Mass that I used to go to, very much alive. And that really changed my life, that Mass. And you can see how Mass can actually do that. And we can see that. And that's maybe kind of in light of this. And geez, I haven't even gotten to the readings yet. Kind of in lighting of this, if you go to Mass and you don't do the responses, one of the things to do for Lent is do the responses and sing the songs. That makes a huge difference. It adds a lot of energy at Mass. So those are some important things to think of as we lean into a Lent coming up this week. So anyway, our first reading, and this week for Monday and Tuesday, which of course is tomorrow, we're going to look at James, and then everything changes with Ash Wednesday. But we're looking at the very first reading in James, the very first chapter of James. And James has that powerful passage, which is so counterintuitive, and sometimes it almost bothers me when I see it, that we're called to consider it pure joy when we encounter difficulties.
You know, I know where James is going with this, and I'm familiar with the passage, but you know, it's not something that you instantly think of. Oh, wonderful. I have this bill to pay that I didn't expect. Isn't that wonderful? Or whatever. By the way, you may hear these little breaks, which you obviously don't hear because it's cut, but and there's a reason for it. In radio, they have something called a cough button, which I don't need as I'm recording this. And a cough button is if you're live on the air, you press a button if you're going to cough, and the cough doesn't go out over the air. But I have to edit out. I'm recovering from COVID, just so you know. And I'm doing fine. But actually, this is my second time with COVID. And so I've had it twice. And I'll touch that on the other side of the break. But I'm on the other side of this. So I cut off where I sound like I've got smoker's cough. And I haven't had a cigarette since also April of 1980. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight as part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at your favorite podcast platform, as well as CatholicAudioMedia.com and stanthonyallston.org. We'll be right back. So I have a suggestion for you. So if you want to attend Mass here at St. Anthony, remember you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. And that's our chanted Mass, where I chant the Mass parts and people respond chanting. So it's really fascinating to experience. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about attending one, and then you thought, well, especially as Lent's coming about, why don't I go to St. Anthony Parish? That standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, I understand that you may want to come to the church and say, but I'm not ready to contribute yet. What am I going to do? Here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. If you feel self-conscious, and because no one's watching you, by the way, but if you feel self-conscious, say, I feel funny with not doing anything as the basket goes by, just put the word radio down on a piece of paper. Just write it down and put that into the collection plate. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, no other parish, no other church in the area. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And you know what? We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike, but don't throw the stone. Well, we're back, and we're talking about that powerful passage there from St. James, where he talks about being thankful and considering it pure joy when things go wrong. St. Rose of Lima said the same thing. And, you know, we have a hard time accepting that, but what it really does is gives us a different aspect of looking at things. And then we understand things completely different. We realize that the Lord is working in our lives no matter what. And when things are going wrong, that's our growth period where we can turn to the Lord and we can grow closer to the Lord. And that's important. But you know, if things are going right, then that's wonderful, but there's no growth period there. And we certainly want things to go right a lot, but there's no growth period there. And it's so when things are going wrong, you know, one of the things I've said to people who leave the church during a difficult time, and we've certainly been through difficult times over the past 20 years. And what I usually say to them, I think you've heard me say this before, I say goodbye. And I said, you know, it comes from an old line. Don't say good. Don't go away, mad. Just go away. And it says, yeah, goodbye. But what I'd like you to do is to read the sixth chapter of John. And in that, you'll see that Jesus said one sentence, 5,000 people walked away. 12 remain. Of those 12, 11 changed the world. Which group do you want to belong to? So I always bring that out. And I said 20 years ago, during this real difficult time we were going through in the church and still are, but very difficult time, I looked at that and said, you're going to watch. The world is going to go through, this country and this world are going to go through a very difficult time. The Lord needs to strengthen his church. And those people who remain in the church will be the ones who the Lord will work through in doing that strengthening and being that witness that the world will need at the time. Well, here it is 20 years later, and sure enough, the world is going through an extremely difficult time, and there is a need for people who are living their faith seriously, who are living their Catholic faith, not their Catholic Republican faith, not their Catholic Democratic Party faith, their Catholic faith, which is neither Republican or Democrat. It is Catholic. It's completely different. It's a whole different ball game. It's, you know, the old saying, apples and oranges. It's neither apples and oranges. So it's important for us to understand that and realize that, especially those of us who have remained in the church over the past several decades, who are still here, and there's many of us, that God is going to use us. He took this difficulty and going to use us. And you can see there is a tremendous need for our witness in the world today, especially right now. You know, there's a big issue of what's going to happen in our election in November. And we as Catholics have to be that island of the faith of Christ to all those regardless. Everything could go well in November. Everything could go poorly. We don't know. But we as Catholics have to be that island of pointing to the one true source of wisdom and truth and love and peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, generosity, and self-control. All those things. And that is our witness to God in Jesus Christ. So, we see the difficult times that we are going through in the world today. But like I said, 20 years ago, I said, be ready. There are difficult times coming and the Lord needs to strengthen his church. So all those who walked away at the time are invited back, but they wouldn't be ready to encounter what was going to come. And now what is coming is here. And it's our role who are here to really be good witnesses to Christ. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We'll see you then.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.